Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, Thanksgiving edition.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or yay! I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And because it is Thanksgiving, we're doing a quick, short one. Because we're at home sleeping, probably.
We're already in our fat pants.
Oh my God, I got some new sweats. I'm so excited. But I found this article on the Chive, and it's another Am I the A-hole story.
I love these.
And this one has to do about Thanksgiving.
Wow, how convenient.
Okay, so it starts off by Reddit who they just named their name Throwaway. So they made like a throwaway account.
Okay.
So they can post this anonymously.
Smart, smart.
So it's like, I am a 40-year-old female and I have hosted Thanksgiving for my family. So my husband, children, mother, and siblings and their spouses. Ugh. For the last 20 years.
You are an angel.
There was never an issue until my brother met his now wife, Julie, 5 years ago. And fake name, obviously.
Do we hate Julie?
Julie is very big into fad diets. So the Atkins, keto, South Beach, and every year she sends me a list of foods that she cannot eat and a list of things she can.
Oh, we hate her.
Yes. Last year I cooked her the exact keto foods that she wanted, and she was upset the entire meal because my brother didn't want to eat with her, so they fought at the table.
Oh, like didn't want to eat what
the keto
she was
foods,
eating?
Yeah. So they fought at the table. So last week, she sent me a text message that she is now on the fertility diet as they are starting IVF, and she sent me another list of foods that she cannot eat and planned a menu for me to cook for her.
I hate her.
I texted her back and told her that this year I was making one meal and one meal only, and she could either eat what was being served or bring her own food.
That's right.
She texted back and told me that I was being selfish and didn't care about her.
Well, she shouldn't care about you, so.
Like, I am pretty, like, good at accommodating. But, like, if I had that many specific things that I couldn't eat or whatever, I would definitely bring a lot of my own stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I born and raised a vegetarian, so Thanksgiving is not my jam at all. Mm-hmm. And now I would for sure, if I knew there wasn't going to be a lot of stuff I would eat, if I would make sure by the host if it was okay that I brought my own stuff. Because
right.
Some hosts do get kind of butthurt about that.
Right.
But it's better for me than having them make special things specifically
right.
for me.
Because mm-hmm. you don't want to just sit there and eat lettuce and corn. Like,
I mean, that's honestly most of my life. Because I love lettuce and corn, and I'm not interested in the meat, but I'm
right.
not like crying in the corner because I don't have any protein and there's no tofu
no,
for me.
But I mean, like, you could bring your own.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Hopefully they would be totally okay with that.
So my brother called me up the next day and asked if I was happy about ruining Thanksgiving and started to yell about how their barbecue last summer, they catered to my food allergies. I am deathly allergic to strawberries and I have an EpiPen.
Okay, strawberries aren't that hard to avoid.
Right, exactly. They catered to your food. Like, we catered to your food allergies.
We just didn't put strawberries and everything. You're welcome.
I told my brother that that's not the same as having a life-threatening food allergy and that this is a dietary choice and it changes every year. It's not like it's consistent, like, oh, I'm vegetarian. I've been vegetarian this entire time.
Yes.
He called my mother, who told him that we all find it difficult to keep up with Julie's dietary needs and that she wants special food, she needs to bring them herself. Because who, by the way, goes to a Thanksgiving meal or like a big family gathering not bring a dish? I feel like even if it's not a potluck, like for me, like if I'm going to your house, let's say for Thanksgiving, let's pretend you do it normally big.
Okay.
Like you have your turkey, your stuffing, like you guys are cooking. I'm still going to bring something.
Yes.
Whether it's a side or dessert or something, an appetizer, maybe some like a ham and cheese plate. Like you always bring something.
Yeah. But I feel like for at least like vegetarian or someone with a very strict diet, you don't bring, it's not like a potluck meal necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Like
because
if I'm going to your house for a vegetarian meal.
Well, no, if I was to come to your house,
yes.
But I'm a vegetarian, like I... Or, like, for barbecues or something, I'll bring veggie burgers, but I won't bring that many because I know
yeah.
people aren't going to want them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, if I was going to bring, like, a vegan mac and cheese something, I probably wouldn't just because, unless it's, like, really amazing. But I know
right.
people aren't going to want that over
right.
the real deal type of thing.
But, I mean, like, the fact that she doesn't even bring anything in general.
She should definitely bring something, but I don't think necessarily
yeah.
she'll want to bring something that's catered to her because most people might find that nasty. Like, yeah. who the hell brought this granola, flavor dry
thing?
I think
she's just a selfish little baby, and I think she just doesn't want to cook.
That's the
vibe I'm getting. So now my entire family is fighting with each other. My brother won't speak to me, and my sister-in-law is posting nasty things about me on Facebook.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun Thanksgiving. I wish I was invited.
I talked to my husband about this, and he said that this was ridiculous high school BS drama, and he told me that he would be fine with canceling the whole meal and it just being our family.
The
immediate family.
Yeah.
I agreed with him and sent everyone a text message, and I told them that Thanksgiving at my house was canceled, that I'm serving a Thanksgiving menu, and if they want to come over and eat with us, they are welcome to it.
Oh, that was nice.
It's like, hey, this is what I'm making. You can come over if you want or not, but I'm not hosting like a big old thing. My sister is thrilled that I finally said something about it. She hosts Christmas dinners and is also tired cooking extra meals. My mom, however, is upset that we are all fighting and thinks that I shouldn't have canceled the meal. Now I'm starting to feel guilty, but my husband and my son say that I need to stand my ground and not give in to Julie and my brother. So am I the a-hole for canceling Thanksgiving?
Dude, how awkward would it be if like you decided to make the deal or the dish and then she did come over? Like, that's so awkward.
Like, you mean have
Julie come over. Oh, yeah. Like eating the food that she slaved over that you know she didn't really want to make. That would make me uncomfortable. Mm. No, I think it's good. Stand your ground. I'm surprised she even still invited people over.
Yeah, I would have just been like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Screw you guys.
F all you. But I do understand she is the mom. She probably, this is once, maybe once every, twice a year, you kind of get together for big meals. It's usually Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I understand that this is like one time a year that she sees the entire family. So I understand why she would feel guilty. And especially like, I'm a big traditions person usually. Mm-hmm. So like, it's tradition to have it over here. And you never want to be fighting extra with your family on Thanksgiving.
And my thinking is too, if you're the kind of person to host Thanksgiving every year for the last 20 years, you're probably a very giving person.
Very giving, very nice, very patient.
Right. So I am assuming it's very hard, very much like me, to say no.
Yeah.
So for something like this, I could see how it's just eating. Like, she probably felt really good saying it and doing it, and then like 5 minutes later, like, oh crap.
Yeah, like she won't have that one guilt of her sons at Thanksgiving if he doesn't go.
No, I'm talking about the sister, basically the one that hosts Thanksgiving, not the grandma.
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking at the comments on Chive's website, and one guy writes, "I'm the husband in the scenario, except more stern. I would have ended the making special meals part after the first Thanksgiving. My wife never has to be the bad guy, as I was built for this role. She was the doormat of her family before we met, and I have successfully battled grandmothers and mother-in-laws. And now they know if they are demanding, we will cut them out of our lives so quickly it will make their heads spin for the rest of the, like, all the way around. I have lived a relaxed life and no one is going to introduce drama into it."
Damn. Laying down the law.
I feel like people who are natural people pleasers need to be with people who know how to say no.
Yeah.
So they can shut it down for them.
It's impressive that he can say no to her family too. Mm-hmm.
There's some people that really do. They can stand, like, for me, I could stand up for other people, but when it comes for me, it's like,
Well, and the fact that the wife isn't like, babe, no, that's too harsh. Like, right. They're my family, you know?
Or like, but in this case, it's her family.
Yeah. So it's impressive that she doesn't come to their defend always. Right. And he's like, dude, no, they're being ridiculous.
But I mean, this has been her whole life. So she does probably feel guilty saying no, and having someone else do it just kind of relieves that stress.
Yeah.
Let's see. Someone says, "I miss the family meals with everyone attending. We never had anyone try to introduce drama making a holiday about them. It's simple. You show up, enjoy the meal in the company, thank the cook, and offer to help with the dishes. Thanksgiving holiday was hosted by my sister-in-law. I brought mashed potatoes and cornbread dressing because I like those. No big deal for anyone else."
Yeah. But you didn't have any crazy dietary restrictions. It sounded
like here's the thing too, though. If I had kind of what you're saying, you don't want to bring a whole lot. Like, obviously, veggie burgers to a barbecue might be much. For Thanksgiving, you want to make extra. Let's say she's on keto, so she makes a bunch of bacon cheese things. Let's pretend nobody likes those because that does sound amazing. But or broccoli, whatever. She could take that home. Like, if people don't eat it or don't like it, she could just take it home and eat it later.
That's true. I do always feel bad though when there's one dish at a potluck or something that's never been touched because it's gross.
Yeah.
You feel bad. You want to take some more and then you could just throw it away. Yeah. And I feel like that is what people who don't have any dietary restrictions aren't going to go to the dairy-free pizza or the gluten-free bread. Like, they're not. That's not where they're going to go. And that's normally what doesn't taste better anyway.
Sorry, I'm reading one of the other comments and I can't even say it.
What? Try to.
Every other Thanksgiving, we go to my in-laws and we do nearly all the cooking. So they go to somewhere else and they cook almost all of it because we're willing and we're able to do it better than they can. Jesus, the last bird my mother-in-law made many years ago was drier than B. Arthur's.
Hoo-ha!
We buy all the food that we make and take none of the leftovers. After the first couple of times, I started getting requests. Can we have kielbasa and sauerkraut? It's our tradition in my family. I said, sure, I say. These two burners will be open in about 15 minutes. Help yourselves. They also stepped in and ruined my mashed potatoes once, but only once. I've also gotten complaints about my pies being too sweet. They're perfect. And my dressing didn't have any sausage in it. I let them make it now. There are other things they make now, too. We have an understanding. I'll be happy to make all this food in your tiny-ass little kitchen, but no one gets to tell me how I do it. I only eat the foods I make, usually, and I skip the weird dressing and store-bought pies and the Jell-O salad. Who the F even likes Jell-O salad?
Yeah, that's nasty. That's a good, like, I mean, he sounds a little salty, but yes. Also, you know, it does sound nice that, like, okay, well, if you don't like it how I make it, then you can make it next time.
Yeah.
It is that awkward thing with cooking. Like, I mean, my boyfriend cooks and he really likes to cook and he'll always ask me my opinion. Like, and if I like it, oh my God, I love it. Like, I rave over it. But if I don't like it, I tell him. But then it's also like, did I just hurt your feelings though? I'm like, sorry, like you ask, like, I want to be honest. I hate this. Right? And so it's like one of those awkward, like, okay, well then if you don't like it, you can make it. And it's like, well, no, I'm never going to make this. I don't cook. Like, you just asked my opinion and this is my opinion.
Mm.
It's that awkward, like, you never want to tell the cooks that it's not good.
Reading somebody else's comment on here, she says, hell no, as in they're not the a-hole. The fact that she sends her sister-in-law a GD menu that's strictly for her is selfish and narcissistic. My in-laws are Hispanic, and they make traditional Mexican dishes for the holidays because they're the best. I've never asked them to make anything for me that isn't spicy or things I prefer to eat. Why? Because I'm not doing the damn cooking. I will eat whatever I'm able to and be damn happy about it, too. Some people are so self-absorbed, they don't realize how horrible they actually are.
That's very true. But also, going back to the Mexican cooking, like, if you can handle spice, that's great. But, like, I couldn't imagine, like, every time I, like, eat at someone's house, because I cannot handle spice for crap. Like, they'd notice because I would just be trying to be like, it's great. And then, like, I'm, like, drooling and, like.
And the thing is, like, not every Mexican dish is spicy.
Yeah, but, like, for her, she said she would never be like, it's too spicy or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't want to either, but they might know because I'd be bright red crying.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else writes, my sister-in-law is vegan and gluten-free because she has celiac, and we typically make a normal menu for the get-together, and she brings her own food, and she's thrilled when we prepare a specific dish for her. One dish, not an entire menu. Very selfish to make everyone else acquiesce to your needs and wants.
Ooh, good word.
Acquiesce. But, like, I mean, yeah, she, like, that is a very hard thing. Vegan, on one hand, is very hard. Gluten-free is freaking ridiculous. Well, Put those two together, there's, like, nothing you can eat.
And people who actually have celiac disease, like, it's painful for them to, like, I have a friend who has it, and she just drank alcohol with gluten or whatever. One night we went out, she was puking, like, the whole night and the whole rest of the day. And I was like, wow.
I mean, I have a cousin who has the gluten intolerance. I don't think she has celiac, but when she does eat gluten, she gets bad poopies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just she gets really uncomfortable. It's not comfortable.
Bloated and ugh.
Yeah. And she's in there and I'm like, girl, but like, use the poopery.
Yeah, that's like not anyone's problem but yourselves. And you have to understand that, and you have to provide food for your damn self because the world does not revolve around you.
This one is completely out of left here. The comment says, I have told my wife that she can go to her family's for the holidays, but me and my kids will not go anymore. They are adopted, and her family makes comments about race, personality, not really being family, and how we could send them back. Last Christmas, I reached my breaking point. I lost my S, packed up everything we brought, left everything, which was just a few things. They got the kids, took the food we brought, which was the ham and most of the sides, and went home. In the moment, I was the bad guy all around. In-laws thought I was overreacting because they were too young to understand, and the kids didn't understand why they couldn't spend the day with the ones they love. One day, they will see I was just protecting them from toxic people.
Dude, I know. It depends how old the kids are, because they're eventually going to catch on to that. I mean, they're young. It sounds like they're young now to where they won't understand the comments, but that is terrible.
It will stay with them for sure.
I don't know why that person's wife would even want to go over there.
But honestly,
I get it's all family and crap. But like, dude, if your family sucks, don't hang out with them. Like, really, that's always like, if you guys always fight every time you get together, mm-hmm. like, is this forcing you guys to have a dinner together really going to make the relationship any better?
Right.
No.
I feel like Thanksgiving, it's that cheesy, like, what are you thankful for? It's like, spend it with, like, the people you actually care about.
If you can nowadays. Well, but.
Like, I mean, luckily my parents are living with me at the moment because they're.
Yeah, you're just right there. You guys don't have to travel or anything.
No, and I mean, they're officially closing on selling their house this week.
Hell yeah!
So they can start looking for houses. But realistically, we all know it probably won't really happen until, like, January.
Yeah,
just because of the holidays and stuff. But. It's nice because we're all there and these are actually people I like. So,
yeah, you're actually going to have a good time celebrating with them. Yeah, that's
how
it is.
We're making tamales.
Ooh, that's how it is now with my family. Like when we all get together, it's actually good. But we used to be forced to have family dinner with each other every night. And it was battles. So luckily now we all like each other.
That's good.
Some days.
I mean, that's family for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know,
yes.
Hug your family.
Hold them tight.
Like, hold them tight.
We're thankful for you guys.
Play board games. Stay inside. Watch football. Eat all the food.
Yeah, watch football. Eat all the food. No, calories don't count. Perhaps get a little tipsy because you're not going anywhere.
Don't tell me calories don't count. I want another cake.
Calories don't count on Thanksgiving.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.